Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Welcome to episode 5 of the Caribbean Millennials podcast. Can you believe we're here? Number 5 is like, it's almost a career, but not really.
At this point, I don't think they want to kick us off the internet.
After this episode, they might.
Like, no one has noticed me on here, so like...
Yeah.
After this episode, they just might.
We'll have to see how they let us upload this episode title, because the title...
Luckily, I mark it as explicit on iTunes, you know. So
the topic for this episode is Relationships Part 2, Pawn, Horn, and Scorn. So, Adani, you want to tell the people what that means? What kind of angle we taking with relationships?
It's tough, you know, but basically, in my opinion, the pawn is the period after you've just entered a relationship. The pawn is the real, you know, explicit part of the relationship, you know. So the love life, the sex, when you just entered a relationship, everything's fresh. You know, when you make an orgasm for the first time.
Well then.
You know, stuff like that. You know, those milestones. Those milestones, you know, in a relationship.
You know, that's when you're doing things in public.
You're not tired of each other yet.
You know, you're trying.
You're all lovey-dovey. Everywhere you go, you're kissing upon each other. So that's the porn.
Okay.
The horn is the period after that, when things get a little boring.
It starts to get boring.
Yeah. And then
she's not doing what she was doing before.
Or he's not doing what he was doing before.
You know, people not dressing up for you.
Exactly. Or people just want to stay home and watch Netflix. National Discovery.
The people on the live say for the porn session, the porn section that is the hot sex, daily nudes. Tutoshka.
Exactly. Those daily nudes.
Back of the bus.
Those daily nudes when you wake up, hey baby, and you just photo in your notifications and you're like, yeah.
Or you are working, you just see the photo coming in, like 10 photos that was like,
Exactly. Or just before you go to bed, hey, I'm about to go to bed. Photo. or video, if you're real into the porn. So the horn is when things, you know, not as nice, your eyes strain, you know. Things not as good as it was in the porn section, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're not over yet.
Okay. Yeah. Now so that's when somebody decides if they...
Well, at that point, they make the decision. They're making the decision. Am I going to, you know, try and spice it up and make it work?
Yeah.
Or do I just go and...
Yeah, that's the fuck in the road.
That's the fuck in the road.
Pun intended. Right? So either you try and work on it or you try and bring that porn section back.
With another person.
Or you go full horn.
Full horn, yes.
Full unicorn.
Okay.
And then the scorn section now is when things are past saving.
That's when they bust you.
Either they find you or they suspect.
They suspect.
Yeah, and they're following you to your lover house. They're asking questions.
They reach out, tell me, come outside, man. Come outside, let me talk to him.
Exactly.
Why are you all so familiar with all of
these
things?
Because we heard that on Let Larry Sleep.
Yes, that's true.
We heard that on Let Larry.
Big up Iowa.
Yeah. One time, man, you know.
But you know, that's this corn period where things are like basically about to be over or over. And like you're just trying to find ways to basically make that person feel pain.
Yeah.
So that's corn.
Or maybe even after the relationship finish and they burn you so bad that you still scorned not only to them, but to other people.
Yeah.
So it's past that. Why not another man let it burn him face? It's past that. Way past that.
Acrimony level too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the breakdown of porn, horn, and scorn.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
The good, the bad, and the real ugly.
The real. So... So anyway, how do they end up in the porn phase? Because I feel like you don't just meet anybody and then you get the porn phase. Like you meet somebody, it's boring, you don't have that porn phase, so you move on your business.
Wait, what? You don't...
Like you may meet somebody, a fella may meet a girl or a girl may meet a fella, and they don't have the porn phase at all. Like it's just boring, you go straight to one. Like you just admit it, like...
Well, in my opinion, if you go straight to horn, then there's never a relationship then.
You see?
Because then the porn part is the best part. So if you don't have the porn part, then you don't have any
relationship. Yeah, but some men get the porn partner and they still go on horn, eh?
Yeah. But if you don't have the porn part, you're just in the friend zone.
Or some of them, So if you don't reach the porn part, you just dry, like you just boring.
I don't think in 2018 there are any couples that not passing through that porn phase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least you passing through a scorn, maybe if you're a breakup, okay. Or you passing through a horn if things go south. But you must pass through that porn phase.
Okay.
Like, but I feel like everybody's porn phase is different yes. Depending on, you know.
But everybody have the porn phase.
Yeah. When it's just hot and heavy and okay. Spicy exactly. And you know, you can't wait to go and see your man and you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Not everybody have the best phone in the world, but everybody have a phone, right? Everybody have
that's you don't have to send pictures, you can have that.
Exactly. Sex. Nowadays, phone sex, you can type up something really, really on fire. You know, I heard girls really love that. You know, when you use your descriptive words and you type a nice paragraph about what you're going to do to them really when you now? See them.
Okay.
That's the word on the street.
The word on the street. Yeah. Taking notes.
Or in the bedroom.
Okay.
But, you know, like there's different ways to, you know, go and get that porn phase through, right? Like, it doesn't have to be nudes.
Someone says, if you have the porn phase, then it's an ugly friend you want to put down.
Miss
oh.
It! So I'd have to be a friend. Fellas out there just sexing their ugly friends. Boy.
Why girls cannot be sexing their ugly friends?
Girls do that?
Maybe.
First of all, when a girl puts a fella in a friend zone, boy...
Yeah, you're not coming out like
you're
that.
You're coming out like that, sir.
And if you're ugly, like, you might as well be at the bottom
of the how you might come out? If you die, like, you reincarnate as somebody else.
You change come your back identity. As a Victoria's Secret model.
Change your identity, going with less protection. You person. Because once a girl puts you in the friend zone...
Yeah. I don't know that girls like that, necessarily sleeping with their ugly friends. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. You know. You know, maybe there are other incentives.
Wait, hold on. You're not the ugly friend.
Danny, look at you.
Not you, so you clearly you're not the ugly friend.
Oh shit.
Or you're not in the friend zone.
Oh. Sometimes you want to be in that friend zone.
So okay, right? So you start the porn phase, right? Uh-huh. In that, you know, the sex is great, it's plentiful, you know.
Getting your back blown out.
That's what has you there, right? Do you feel like it goes to the horn phase? Well, is there more to cover in the porn phase? Or?
Yeah, of course. So there's a lot more to cover. So like, you know, like, how long it lasts.
Do you feel like the porn phase,
Do you feel a porn phase can end?
Yes.
So yes. You say it can end. But earlier you said if it ends, it means you're going to the horn phase.
I mean...
Or can you that back. And you not go to the horn phase? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, like you can fall into a phase of like, you know, transition where you're not...
A routine.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
A routine.
I feel like when things get more serious, you're not really in a porn phase anymore because sex isn't then like the most important thing, right? Like y'all have whatever, you know, sexual situation,
mm-hmm.
but then they have other factors in a relationship that play into that or become more important or distract you from that or whatnot.
Really? Like what?
Like life. I mean, if you're in a serious relationship, there are other things to consider.
I mean, if you're not
like life communication,
without life without sex, you're living. Like,
so I'm not saying without. I'm just saying, like, okay. Remember how last episode we were talking about if the person has everything, but everything you want on your list, but the sex is bad, would you stay there? Right. That's kind of. Whether the porn, like, I think that's what diminishes the porn phase.
Well, that's a good
because,
question.
Because, think of sex as like a short term need, right? So, like, when you sexually attracted, you know, you turned on by the person, then, you know, once that box is checked, you kind of trying to go deeper, you're trying to, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So, because then. I mean, maybe the same question you asked, but I'm asking it again. You attracted to the person, they're checking all the checkbox, you're reaching that bedroom and things getting hot and heavy, and then it turns out they just can't do it.
But what about the other?
So then, hell and hell, yeah. They can't do it. So then what happens? You warn them immediately. You try and teach them. Like, what do you do at that point?
Let me drop a statistic on you.
Okay. I just
read the statistic.
Right?
Start time 99, right?
Okay.
The first and greatest reason for millennials cheating is intimacy or interdependence. So this is when you feel like your intimacy needs aren't being met by your partner, which is often visible through poor communication, lack of spark, or feeling unloved.
But that's
73% of millennials feel that way.
That's not only sex.
I know, yeah. But I'm just saying that's the point.
But you don't hear what they're talking about intimacy, but they're talking about on a whole in terms of feeling, love, communication, these kind of things. So there's multiple elements. So it's not just the physical aspect.
But
so
that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But doesn't that kind of fall into the honeymoon phase, right? That kind of level of intimacy when you'll just get together versus when you've been together like a few years.
I feel like it's kind of idealized, right? Yeah. It's like, you know,
like
how
the
they
hey morning text every time, you know, that kind of stuff. Hi, good night. Like, you know, just checking on them every single day versus, like, I talked to you already for the day. I'm not talking about
like, why are you calling me? I just talked to you.
Yeah, we spoke last week. Like, relax.
Like cool house.
Yeah.
We just went
to see my favorite movie last night. Like,
yeah.
Why are you still on my phone?
Like, give my space. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So, what about the other side where you in a relationship with the person and the person is way too freaky for your standards
too freaky?
Well, you know what I mean. But because everybody has their varying degrees, right? Like,
So I feel at that point, you tell the person, like, yo, this is why I draw the line. Right? Like, this is the line. I'm not ready for you to cross that line yet. Maybe later on, give me a couple months, I might, you know, open up
a little
more freaky. And I move the line a little more.
What's your line? Are we talking about, like, Kanye West Amber Rose? Or, like, way before that? Like, way before that.
Somebody said...
You ain't figured by a stripper, nigga?
Whoa. I wasn't ready. Somebody said the porn phase matures with the relationship.
It doesn't always.
It can. It should.
But it doesn't always.
Yeah. Ideally, it should. If you're with the right person.
Yeah.
Because I think it boils back to expectations, right? So what are your expectations in that stage of your
not only expectations is, do you communicate your expectations?
That too.
Because if you're telling the person what you want, I could be wanting you to itch that shoulder for me behind it because I can't reach it. And I'm telling you that and you're doing the other side and I'm unhappy, I vex. You're not doing what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to open your mouth and say what you want.
Right.
That's true. Okay. But then some people don't listen, so, you know.
Yeah, point there.
Somebody also said, if you love that person, your freakiness will adapt.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay.
But I still think that requires patience from one side.
Yeah, they have a patience factor in that. Because I don't see somebody, you know, adapting overnight. Like, if they have something I really want to do, like, okay, you will always persist and keep asking to do that one thing until that person give in. So, what you're telling me is you will stop asking.
Hey, all right.
No, Danny Rambat. Asked Anushka if I ish the man wrong shoulder.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But my question is, so you will not ask, they're saying it'll adapt and, you know, for the person.
But they say patience and compromise.
I agree with the compromise part. You have to compromise. But some people are just not patient. And that's how the hornets come about.
And that could also be immaturity too, right?
Yeah. I that's how the horns come about, because it's like I'm waiting and waiting for you to get to that level of freakiness and you're coming there, but they have like 5 girls on my phone right now that are willing to, you know, do that with me. So
what about when the guy doesn't meet the woman's level of sexual advancement?
Okay. Because I feel like that's
so you're not talking about gender roles now, right?
Yeah, because I feel like community that's unheard of. Like it's like it's an anomaly.
Yeah,
it's usually the guy that's super freaky and the girl like.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times the reasons guys give when they cheat is that she wasn't doing this.
Yeah,
she wasn't doing that. I wasn't getting sex. I wasn't getting intimacy. You know, etc. But do you ever hear the flip side where the girl says, "Well, he wasn't giving me sex, he wasn't doing this right, he was..." Well, I guess you do hate, but like, how often?
You hate after the breakup. Oh. After the horn, during the scorn phase.
But then, is that valid then?
Oh, yeah. Because you are you saying things to hurt somebody in the moment?
Are you saying it to scorn them? Or do you really believe... Because during the relationship, everything was fine.
During the relationship, you weren't giving me that constructive feedback and telling me I'm not doing it right, and all kind of thing.
Well, so let's back it up, but not on the people, man, right?
Not yet.
So in that porn phase, do you feel like as millennials, and I know our listeners might disagree with me, but do you feel like we've prioritized like sex way too much, or are overly sexualized, or because of what we're exposed to, and the ease of which
you know, I don't think we prioritize sex. I think what it is, we prioritize our happiness and satisfaction. That's what it is.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. Maybe? So it may be that sex happens to be on that list of things that giving us that satisfaction, but it don't mean we prioritize it.
Now, I have another statistic for you.
Okay.
Boy, you are right.
Prepare yourself for this one.
All right. Okay.
Brace it.
Millennial women are more likely to cheat than millennial men.
Okay. It's a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Right?
What's the logic? I believe it, but I feel... Oh, well, do you have a reason?
Or? I mean, I'm just reading the stats here.
Okay, yeah. So why you believe it? Tell me why you believe it.
I feel like in the day that we live in, women are more empowered and don't necessarily feel as tied down as it was in the previous generation.
Okay.
Okay, so, I get that reason.
So I feel like, you know, call it feminism, call it equality, call it whatever you want. I feel like women are, you know, they fill in my blanks here, guys. They
feel more empowered.
Yeah.
More independent. They feel more independent.
Less dependent.
Where they can, they feel empowered to take what they want or
so. They're the predators now, not the prey.
They can be. Yes. They can be. And I also think kind of because of the history of if men get away with this, then why can't I?
Okay.
So I feel like that's potentially why they...
I can see it, but I hate that stat, and while I want to believe it, I still thinking like given the state of technology and the boldness of us as men, and people may blast me for that, fellas may blast for that, like dogs. So you're saying, you're just there admitting that like we dogs and we cheaters and whatnot. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. You just have to be bold enough, and technology has allowed us to be able to slide in like 10 girls' DMs instantly with the same picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody said women are turning worse than men because they're trying to prove that they are equal.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to, but...
No, you must have a point there. They have a point there. Let's go with that.
As a woman, how do you feel?
I feel disgusted about that comment because it's like, because guys get away with that shit all the time. So,
yeah, but that don't mean you have to be like us. Check it.
So y'all can stay doing your vice, but the moment we can't it's a problem.
Hera, if they label men, just hypothetically, they label us terrorists. They say you're the ones that are always blowing the planes and things like that, and killing people. You're going to be labeled terrorists too and be banned just like us?
Why you have to take it that way?
You know how to make it extreme. But still, so...
Somebody said that women are learning to take less shit.
Amen. Cheers to you.
So I think before, right, like, on to Anushka's point, I think before, right, like, if you were in the generation our parents were in, or the generation before that, you were married to somebody and they were the sole breadwinner and you were kind of dependent on what they did.
Just take the job.
And yeah, if you chose to leave them,
then
you own that Saturday night over.
But nowadays, women have their own car. Okay. Women buying their house before they even get married. Women have their own apartment. So their own six-figure salary.
So now you're saying women looking at me and say, get out of my house.
Yeah, because back in the day, they were staying because they didn't have another option. But now they have other options. And they're like, will you really leave me with my six-figure job and my life that all together?
Yeah, so why you have to stay attached to a scrub?
Yeah, exactly. I'll cheat on you and then you just
boy, accept like, that. Why did they call you a scrub? Yeah,
because maybe, you're good with the kids. You good at listening to my problems, but they just have some way that like to knock the curtains off the wall, so to speak, figuratively. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody says women have no need to settle anymore.
I agree. So what you're saying now is the men are settling.
I think
nobody's settling.
Nobody's settling.
Yeah. Because I think nowadays, if you want to just...
Okay, so Heather. I hear you saying about all these empowered women, they have six figures, they have their own house and all them things. So, you might get vexed for that, women of the podcast, but I have to ask. So, what about the Instagram thoughts now? Where do they fall on that spectrum? Like, they get to call shots anything?
How you mean?
I think they fall in a precarious place, in my opinion.
In your opinion?
Because... They can call shots, but their shots being called really depend on the person they're calling the shots on.
Yeah.
Because so if you get if they get some guy that has a lot of money and like he don't really care, like maybe they like the guy or something, like they have to kind of fall into like his shots. But if they're like, I have 2 million followers.
I
don't really care about
you. You don't even verify.
You just have six figures. I'm looking for like 8 figures going on. Right? Yeah. You just have 6 figures.
Okay.
You can just like kiss my toes. Like that's about all you can do.
Okay.
Like then you see you calling the shot. So I believe like there's a scale from like calling shots to accepting the shots being called. But I don't really think that they're that concerned, to be honest. Like they just living their life on IG, their best life.
Somebody said that everybody's just trying to live their best life.
Yeah. But then again, like a lot of times what you see on social media is not their best life, it's fabricated. So it's a catch-22.
The other question is, how long is that your best life for?
True.
Because it might be your best life like while you're just trying and be free and single and stuff, or before you want to have kids or whatever. And granted, people can go do that now without being in a, settled, proper relationship.
So we're saying this free and singleness. That's what we're saying here. The free and the single.
Yeah, potentially. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Before anybody feel like I'm trying and like, for lack of a better word, like slut shame anybody, like I don't.
Not at all.
You want to be an Instagram thoughty, like not at all.
But I think we're in a society where things are just so much more accepted.
Yeah.
That you don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to, like, conform to anybody norm of like this is how you should be on Instagram. This is how you should be.
I think you don't have okay, to be, so, but so, I still feel like the traditional norm still play a role, right?
Yes.
I feel like we're in this odd kind of starting phase of acceptance where it's not so like
saying is we're going to reach a point where we're accepting polyamorous relationships.
And that's what I was gonna get to, between porn, kind of like between porn and horn, right? So when it starts getting kind of bad, or if the person has different needs and that kind of thing, it's also kind of being open to all of that as well, right?
Okay, very true.
This is the age we live in. Welcome to 2018.
So you're saying like if the person all the check boxes when they can't cook, it's okay for the other person to find somebody that can cook.
Some people believe that. Okay?
Okay.
Some people believe that. And I feel like we get into a place where people are starting to become more accepting of
things. Very true.
But it's still not a norm. Like, people are still going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard of this, but, like, that's not...
Now, let me put some more facts on you, right?
Alright, okay. Yeah. You move the facts.
So remember when I said that 73% of millennials cheat because of interdependence, so they're not feeling the intimacy in their relationship. So there are two main reasons why millennials cheat, apparently.
Okay.
One is interdependence, so not feeling the intimacy, and the other is independence.
They're so independent.
Yeah. So 20% of millennials cheat because the other person too much in their grill.
Yeah, you basically just can't tie me down. Yeah. In my,
so
yeah.
You, they sending new stuff every day. They in your message inbox like every day. So much,
yeah.
You know, they're not giving you your space. You know, they always want to know what you're doing, how you're doing it, with who you're doing what,
but
where you're going and do it.
But hey, Missy, it's sounding like we get into a point where relationships, for lack of a better word, it turn into like a business.
Well,
so it's like I pull up to the boardroom, you pull up to the boardroom, Anushka, and we're about to get into a relationship. I slide you my term sheet. That's my terms. All right? If you want to get in this relationship with me, you have to meet these terms. And you slide your terms and then we compare and we negotiate.
But Vernon, back in that day, to me, relationships were more of a business, you know.
I think you have a point there, you know.
I think they still are. But somebody said on the polyamorous relationships, they said it may become more accepted in society, but the majority may not participate in a polyamorous relationship.
Or they may not
because
openly
it
in doing it.
Because it emotionally runs too strong. But that kind of, if we tie that back to the,
what I hear
the business
is, what I hear is they're just too weak.
Vernon, if you don't know, Vernon and I are getting married in T minus, you know, 2 weeks. So, they just weak.
Hey, lad, I did not
call
you.
Try and tell me you
were. So, Vernon, what I say? What are the polyamorous relationship
Vernon,
for?
What
you have enough personalities for me, then very good.
What you saying that, right? If you're truly strong, you'll have two wives. Or two husbands. Or two husbands, you know.
Look,
because nowadays, there are women having more than one husband. And I think it's, you know, equality all around.
You're from Africa.
Yeah. Or wherever you are in the world,
yeah.
You know. If a guy can have two free wives, a girl can have two free husbands.
You know, sister wives type thing.
So, or sister husbands.
Brother husbands.
Multiple people are saying most relationships and marriages are a business or like a business.
Yeah,
and
no.
I agree 100%.
Agreed.
Because there was somebody I was listening to, some interview, and she was coming out with a book, I think, called the Boss Bride, and she was saying your marriage, right, your partner is the biggest financial/business decision that you going
but
to
here's
make.
My thing, that's all marriage. I agree a marriage is a business partnership right there,
but
I don't agree for relationships,
but
because when people get in a relationship, unless they're moving in and they're making it real serious, everybody, one have their apartment, the other one have their own apartment, they build separate and all kind of thing. You check what I'm saying?
Mm.
Everybody on their own. It's only when people decide we're taking this next step and we're getting real serious, like, I could see myself marrying you and living together forever. That's when people come together
but,
and start to consolidate.
But
stuff.
You have to
hold
start
on,
thinking of that before.
Hold on. I agree with that, but depends, right? Because
okay.
when people get married, I think that's when they discuss the business in the relationship.
Well, and
I think,
that's too late.
I think when they're in a relationship, the guy in his head is thinking, okay, she have a car, she have her own place, she have her, you know.
Yeah, he do this audit, he assess it.
Yeah, she have all these things going for her, right? And
yeah.
That's the business side of things. And the girl is like, he have a nice degree, he have a nice car, his parents like me, you know, the package is into double figures.
It's
you know,
proportional.
Yeah, the business is handled. So that's the business side, I think, of like relationships compared to when you combine and it's like, okay, you have a powerful last name, your parents have money, you know, we can make like a power couple kind of deal in like a marriage.
Okay, so Hera, so at any point, do they sit down, Missy, and, you know, slide them term sheets across the table and be like, yo, this is what I want, you know, I'm willing to compromise on this. What do you want? I'm willing to compromise on that and give you that kind of thing. Like, does that ever happen? Do you think that happens? Or is it because that's not happening, that's why we're getting horn?
I think it does happen. I think it's a very small percentage. I think that because of maybe like the times we live in, like we think that
you
it's...
See?
Like our pride is very strong. So like maybe you don't want to admit that, you know, okay, I'll let you like... I'll meet you where you are. You meet me where I am. But you're like, you don't admit where I am, so I can do better.
You see,
than you
I don't think it happening. I think as the things go along and it comes up, that's when they discuss it and handle it. I don't think anybody ever states like, yo, I'm letting you know right now, I'm not happy about this, I don't like this, I don't like that. Let's go. I don't say like you have to dictate the rules of the relationship from the beginning, but I feel at some point you have to say there are certain things, you know, I don't really like when mm-hmm. people do, and be yeah. mindful.
Now, kind of. Let me bridge this question to you, all right?
Okay.
Is there a difference between physical cheating and emotional cheating?
Absolutely.
And are both it's wrong? Cheating. Is both one wrong. More acceptable than the other?
Both wrong.
Like,
both
if you emotionally wrong. Cheat, you know, are you more likely to be...
If I come home and I meet Anushka on the couch watching Netflix with somebody else, I vex it. You cheat on me.
Ooh.
You cheat on me.
I don't... Well, that...
Nah, you don't count.
All right.
I understand. All right. All right. But like...
Even the if office was playing the last time, it was really funny.
How far you get, boy?
Boy, season 2, episode 7.
Wow.
But crazy. It's the office. I can rewatch it with you, dog.
You're
don't
crazy.
Feel no way. Don't feel no way.
But yeah. Yeah, like, they're the same. Yes, there's a slight difference. People, but both of them wrong.
People saying both wrong and some saying emotional worse. I kind of agree.
Emotional is worse. What?
Yeah, because it's not just, you know.
Okay, give me an example of emotional. Give me an example.
Emotional is, right, you are, like, you a girl and you with your guy, but while you're with your guy, you on WhatsApp talk messaging another guy
I love
about
you,
how
I
you can't wait
you.
To see him. Ooh. You know, you miss
we,
the time
we
you
have
had together.
We have a friend who
you know.
Is always the person girls used to emotionally cheat.
You know, like, so you're not having sex with that person.
You know yourself. You know
oh,
yourself.
The person in the street? Oh, shit.
I think they are, but they know themselves.
So, like, you know, like, you don't plan to ever do anything physical with that person.
Oh,
but maybe you'll send
okay,
each
okay.
other some pictures. You know, hey, how do I look in this? Oh. How do I look in that? You know, you'll maybe make some fake plans. Like,
so
you know,
for anything.
I can't wait to get you. You know, I can't wait to see you kind of deal.
For anything, I know somebody. I know somebody who their significant other was doing that.
Mm.
And they confronted the person. Like, I feel what happened was that, you know, Apple, everything all linked together and whatnot. So the person was iMessaging somebody else and, you know, they're talking and whatnot. And the other person, the other female, she sent pictures to him, like, what do you think about me in this and whatnot? And there's multiple occasions.
Okay.
She's confirming, like, why you have this, boop, 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 sending these pictures. And then the next person, why you have this bitch sending pictures, you know,
whoa.
And whatnot. And he was like, oh, we just friends, I'm not doing anything with her. And she's like, I don't care if you're not doing anything with her. It's the fact that we're all talking,
mm-hmm.
and she feels so comfortable that she sent these pictures to you. So, I said, she was
now,
saying.
Someone said emotional words, and
yeah.
then someone else said physical can be just that.
Nah, I don't
plant emoji
no,
and finish.
Oh,
well, you know when the eggplant have to come into the picture, it's serious.
It's serious.
Why?
It's serious.
Serious. But, you know.
No, well, I mean, if you already have an eggplant and another eggplant have to come into the picture, I think that's very serious. So, like, you already had your boyfriend,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And then, for
but
some reason...
But he wasn't hitting the right angles.
Well, the eggplant was a little limp, you know, it was a little soft in some areas, you know, a little wrinkled.
Maybe rotten.
It spent too long in the fall. Wow, in the field.
Anyway,
but
so you decide to go and get that new fresh eggplant, you
yeah,
know,
in the store,
from
you
Massey
know,
stores.
You have
Badi.
That in your hand. Anyway,
the eggplant shining in the light, you know.
You ever seen cartoons that are shining in that little
like
yeah.
you know, like Dexter,
yeah.
like real watching the glow one, like.
Yeah.
Bro, once eggplant reach, move it.
Boy, I see that thing will be a first one this summer.
Oh, yeah. Moveta.
Yeah.
We're gonna make them Moveta shirts as soon as we're done with the
yes,
podcast.
Yes. That's the next step. That's the next step. Merch. Moveta merch.
Make sure you buy your merch, people. All
right. We're going to make a mug and going to have Moveta on the side. Right?
Yeah.
But that mug going to be special because the opening going to be so tight. Moveta, you know.
Give me the best drink
yeah.
ever.
The best flow.
The best flow.
This podcast is not sponsored by Flow in any way.
Anyway. At all.
Not yet.
But we're open to sponsorships, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. I disagree that emotional is that physical is worse. Physical, to me, somebody can have sex with somebody and it don't mean anything. It's just sex. Granted, it's still bad, but I feel emotional really is worse. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, at that point, all the men have to really do is say the right things, and you're looking at me and telling me like, yeah,
I kind of agree that emotional is worse, because if you check out of a relationship emotionally, like,
then you might as well, yeah, you're not there
on any form, right?
Yeah.
If you check out of it physically, like, maybe he can bring you back,
yes,
he can improve his game,
yeah,
you know, he can like spice up things, you know, physically wise. But like, if you check out emotionally, I think the relationship is already done.
Mm.
Like, you already checked out fully of that relationship. And like, all you're missing is to just like say goodbye and then find another eggplant.
Go to the store.
Now, let me drop some more stats on you, right?
Hey. Give me a stat. Right?
We have a statistician here, man.
So you know how they say that we are the least faithful generation?
Okay.
I'm putting it on them tonight. Right?
Okay.
Listen to this.
I before you say it, I disagree. I don't think we really say for
okay. And I go to back you on that. Oh, the stats.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So, those born between 1964 and 1981, the generation before us.
Yes.
Right? Report 17% extramarital sex rate. Those who are millennials report 12%.
Hear that?
Okay. So, our parents are more likely to cheat than we are.
Let me tell you why they're saying we more likely to cheat. Because of social media. Because now you can see everything instantly. You go out with your other woman, immediately somebody posts a picture on IG or send a picture in a WhatsApp group. Back then, men and women, they could have two families on different sides of that island and they would have never known about each other. Or they knew, but nobody else was saying anything. They would see each other in town and just cross the road. People knew, I have him Monday to Wednesday, you have him Thursday to whatever day. Kind of thing, they were fine with that. So that's why they're saying that.
But yeah. Also, back in those times, they were probably more acceptable of it because the women were also strongly financially dependent on yes. those men.
Yeah, because so most of the time, them fellas, they're taking care of their family. This summer is you going vacation Disney World. Next summer, they're taking the other family Disney World, or kind of thing like that. You know, I make sure I make my cousin in New York send them 2 barrels, one for one family, one for the other family.
Why have we strayed away from that, you know, that kind of
I just want to give you a period right now.
That's
a good
like,
question.
You know, before, you know, you could have a woman in Grozile and you could have a woman in Saldibos.
So
and, you
it's
know,
okay if
they knew about each other. You know, maybe everybody was happy, you know. You know, maybe you would see Salty Boots on the weekend, Friday through Monday.
You know, maybe Salty Boots
Grozile the rest of
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, Salty Boots might make a mistake and call the same radio station as Grozile on your birthday and give me birthday wishes to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So now people say, but hold on. Grozile just call her Salty like.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, nah, that's a mistake, man. Wrong.
But then they would meet at the family reunion and everybody would be okay, you know, because that was life, you know, and you provided for everybody and everybody survived, you know. And my grandfather, you know, rest in peace, you know.
R.I.P.
He had a few, so, you know.
Somebody say, or your neighbor child look like you.
Oh, boy. Wow. Where that? You play me fire. That's what you're too close to.
If your neighbor child look like you, that might just be physics, you know. Because when that apple falls from the tree, it might just roll into your neighbor house.
Okay.
It was an apple or eggplant that rolled.
Oh, well, if an eggplant rolled that far, boy, that eggplant really straight.
Wow.
They said, why you think your grandparents have 14 children or your father have 10?
But it's true. Let me tell you that. You know what it is? It's the indiscreetness, if that's the best way to say it, of the side chick. The side pussy.
But wait,
because let me tell you, the side chick nowadays, the outside pussy, because it's not side chick, although it's mainly the side chicks, because the fella doesn't really get on like that. They do, but not as much as the.
According to Letla, they're getting on a lot these days. You know? The female
come outside. Side, yeah. Can you come outside? Let me talk to you.
The side chicks misbehaving and the side men misbehaving more.
Okay.
They want to know why. Why you not shouting them on MCM? Why you not in their display pic profile?
But what you saying there? Social media.
True.
But it's social media and entitlement. Entitlement. And everybody feels entitled,
right? Because everybody thinks they should be getting an equal peace, right?
But everybody feel like bad. Everybody willing to say, meet me in Castries, meet me in town, let's fight, kind of thing. Everybody feel like bad.
Yeah, we know that didn't end well for somebody.
Yeah.
That girl in Florida that met somebody and killed a person and now yeah. she's in jail. Yeah.
Everybody don't do feel bad.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you can't bless the person not ass, anymore. But yeah, you can never be the baddest person
but,
in jail.
But here's the other thing, right? People were making comments about your grandfather having 13 and, you know, however many children, whatever, with different families. But the thing is, things like birth control were not prevalent then as they were now. So it might actually be easier to get away with cheating because children were actually your paper trail,
per se, that's true.
To your infidelity. People
now with your WhatsApp and your IG, that's the paper trail.
People
and your GPS, your geolocation. Your yeah, you think that you got away scot free?
And but, she said your screenshot of your Google Maps.
Yeah.
So, hey,
or your Facebook give you away. You were nearby in that area. Well, who you there?
What's your name?
The side chick is as respectful as the shared person allows them to be.
I agree with that, you know.
Another thing people are saying is that people could do that back in those days and have the multiple families because cost of living was not so high.
True.
Man cannot take care of their 2 to 5 women and their children, so everyone will get vexed.
Ice lolly not 10 cents anymore. So
exactly.
When you have to buy the whole squad ice lollies now, that's like $20 at Massey stores, you know?
Imagine all the children tell you, Daddy, I want an ice cream at Kimlin's.
I mean, you have seen the rise, and I have a study on this, right? The rise of tuna fish, right?
Yeah.
Tuna fish used to be cents.
We have a study on that.
Tuna fish used to be cents. Now one can of tuna fish is like $6, $5.
Yeah. That's our gauge of how bad things are.
You used to be able to afford the whole pack of Bumblebee. Now you have to get the non-IGA brand. Not even IGA. Non-IGA brand you have to get.
One thing.
Oh my God, these comments. Pussy never call and tell you take me, eh?
Sometimes.
Hold on.
When pussy hits you, it doesn't say sorry.
True that.
Who tell you catch it? You can step aside. Why also?
Now, right? Let me ask another question, okay. Right? We had left porn a little quickly. Let's go back.
Yeah,
we
go back to porn.
Let me finish with porn.
No. Wait.
I think we
finish with porn on its own, but porn still goes into the other areas, right? So, what if, right, you as the partner, right?
Okay.
Your porn game is on Fleek, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that people will still find a way to cheat on you, regardless of if you're a girl or a guy?
So, hey,
but
like,
your sex game on Fleek.
Hey, like, everything people on you. Everything. Like you're making money.
Yeah, yeah. You damn near perfect.
You perfect.
You're checking at least in your eyes.
Yeah.
At least in your eyes. They have no complaints about you.
Checking all the box.
But you still find they in somebody else's house distributing eggplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you seen mad DMs coming in.
Yeah. So what do you think causes that? You know, like, if you have everything, like, what more could you want?
At that point, it's greed.
Okay.
So, guys, tell us in the comments, what do you think the causes of horn are? Because I feel like there are many. There are few.
Yeah. The studies prove there are two main ones, but then 6 million ways to die, you know?
At that point, it's greed. And so, let me tell you why I say greed. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of, well, not necessarily greed, but I just do it because I can.
Okay. Mm. Now, let me give you another reasoning, right?
Okay.
Some people, right, in their past relationships, they've been hurt so badly that when things are going too well, they might think that the other shoe about to drop.
Yeah, the
show something
about
wrong.
To drop. Okay.
So before you hurt me,
I will give you the drop.
Yeah,
please.
Right?
If someone is unhappy, nothing can make them happy. Is what somebody said.
Okay. That's why you have to be happy by yourself before you find yourself in any relationship.
True that.
Because some people go into relationships to kind of have the other person make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
But you as a person individually, you have to be able to stand on your own 2 feet.
If you're not happy on your own, you're going to be happy with someone.
And harkening back to my last statement from the last podcast, you have to be your own whole and one make two. Not you are 0.5.
Yeah.
And 0.5 and 0.5 just make one.
Yeah.
I saw what you say.
So another person says, some people weren't meant to settle down. It doesn't matter how perfect the relationship is.
Hold on, people were not meant to someone. Some people were not meant to settle down. Okay.
Like they just don't have it in them.
It's just not in them. Okay.
I think that's true for some people. Especially now that we're like millennials, you know, like some people just don't think they should fit into that norm of having a wife,
moving
having
around,
children,
yeah.
You know.
So here's my thing. At that point, why don't you tell the person like, yo, I'm not willing to settle down. Like, I can have something with you.
Some people do, some people don't.
I feel like you should.
I
think people, because of social media and just being in 2018, they fear physical confrontation a lot more. It's a lot easier to just subliminally tweet or subliminally Instagram the person, right? And not tag them. And like you're a girl, right? And you're not happy with the guy, you know, when they have so many other people you could be with. On Twitter, hashtag options, right? And you tweet that on Twitter. And then when they ask you about that, you're like, no, nothing, you know?
Why I feel like somebody has used hashtag options on a Daniel?
Well, you know,
wouldn't be the first time, you know?
Damn, son.
I mean, I believe as a guy, everybody takes a chalk, you know?
Everybody takes
a yeah, and that's what makes you more of a man,
yeah,
you know?
Everybody takes
when you, when
so,
you cry a little
so
bit.
So let's back up. What are the reasons for horn? The reasons are horn for you. One, you're just greedy.
You're greedy.
Two,
you're doing it just because you can't.
Uh-huh.
Do it.
Two, you just don't have it within you to settle down.
But here's my thing.
That also sounds like it could just be an excuse.
No, that's why I said I asked, like, really? But here's my thing. Adani, you said about they don't want confrontation and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. I don't confront you on that and I don't settle down. But we will still have a blot in the end because then you go find out I'm holding you.
So that leads to the scorn.
So hey, let me avoid that bigger blowout.
I feel like horn is a big topic.
Let me avoid that bigger blowout and just tell you I can't settle down. So you decide if you want to just be friends with benefits or you want to go on your
own. But I feel like they have people who saying I cannot settle down and people holding on to the hope that they will be the one who can change that.
First of all, that's women that is with us.
Okay. I feel like men do it too. Because you always, there's the saying, right? Like, you try and make a...
You can't make a what? You can't make a house out of a who?
Well, I didn't want to say that word, but... Yeah,
I mean, sorry. I saw what you were
yeah,
going.
You tried to make the housewife out of somebody that was not traditionally
the
really meant to be...
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I meant, okay. Right? But let me drop another question on you, right? And IG listeners, right?
Yeah.
You've cheated, so now what? If your significant other cheat on you, how likely are you to take them back? And for what reasons would you take them back or would you not take
them
back?
Hold on. Wait.
Other than they cheated, right?
Hold on. I cheat.
Let's imagine you all...
And then Anushka cheat?
Let's imagine you all not together, right?
Yeah.
You with Sarah.
Okay.
Who is Sarah?
Don't worry about Sarah. Don't worry about
a little brownie.
Big up Sarah. Big up Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, babes. You better not be in my...
Sarah, babes. Yeah.
Becky with that nice hair.
Yeah,
right? She cheats on you, right?
Hello.
But she tell you she's sorry. She'll never do it again.
Okay, I don't cheat. I never cheat.
No, you didn't cheat.
I didn't cheat.
Right? So she cheated on you.
So I have to decide if I'm taking Sarah back or not.
You have to decide if you're taking her back.
But here's my thing. At that point, you have to really sit down and evaluate. Do you trust Sarah? That's the first thing. Because Sarah can come and tell me she ain't doing it again. And then she turn around and go in the bathroom and look on her phone and she didn't tell her much she can't check him at 10 o'clock tonight.
But that's the biggest problem with horn, right? Like, once you are found out in the horn or horn is a thing in your relationship, it compromises trust.
It does. But here's the thing. I believe it's on both people's part. On the part of the person who cheated to earn the other person trust back. And on the part of the person who got cheated on, to be willing to trust the person again.
But
you check what I say?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Sarah could be busting her shine and get my trust back.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust Sarah at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at her and say, like, yeah, I hear you. You just
okay, so you wouldn't take them back?
It depends. I need to know. I need more information.
Okay, all right.
Because so, Heather, if Sarah go and cheat with her fella, I say I don't like, I hate me head.
Okay.
And I Sarah go and cheat with that man, then that's it for me. So, because I tell you I hate me already, why you still go okay.
So, like, so it, who she cheats on with you, it yes, depends on.
It depends on that too.
Okay, so if she cheated on you with like Channing Tatum, like you'd be like, Channing okay, Tatum? You didn't have a choice. Like, you know, he's really good looking.
I mean, wait, do I have a problem with Channing Tatum, like, personally? Like, I hate me.
No, but, like that's, like, maybe, like, the thing couples talk about is, like, her star crush. So, like if you get that chance, like, no, if you get the chance to sleep no, with Beyonce, right?
No, I have a problem with that, because you will tell me every time me and you doing something now, I have to look at you. Hey, I think the video stopped. Every time I look at you, I have to realize that you had sleep with Channing Tatum. Yeah, because I will go and touch them. You won't do it. Oh, that's what you're telling me? Every time I look at you, I have to see you with Channing Tatum. Yeah, Shane, I think. Uh-huh. And then swipe left, no right.
Which
and hit live. Start here.
Where's the mark? You are what?
You're not live. Yeah. So you're telling me, Adani, back to what you were saying, right? You're telling me every time I sleep with Sarah now, I have to remember she slept with Channing Tatum, yeah? That's what you're telling me there, eh?
Oh, so what you're saying is when you cheat with somebody, depending on who...
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry about that, you know, IG live.
Instagram time, not guys. Instagram not letting us be great.
Yeah, it matters who she cheats with. That plays. That I feel that is a major part of it. Because if your significant other cheats on you with somebody that you had suspicions of already.
Mm.
Like, Adani, let's say you with Tracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy talking to Greg. Mm-hmm. And you suspect of Greg because you don't like the way Greg talking to Tracy. Like, the way he watching her. He always calling her at odd hours and things like that. And you say, yo, I don't really trust Greg, you know, like, I feel me trying to thing on you. Tell you, oh, don't worry, Danny. You see, Greg, that's just my friend, you know, from work. We fine, all right. And then later she cheats with Greg. You will be vexed, eh? Because I'd warn you about Greg.
Somebody say Sarah wasn't supposed to say anything, you see.
That's your problem.
You're somebody not... earlier said that vagina doesn't talk.
So who they talk? Who doing the talking? How it coming out if it's not the vagina?
Well, somebody talking, eh?
Somebody talking about
it. Somebody or some part talking.
Yeah. They say, I really believe who... It's multiple factors. Who they cheat with.
Uh-huh.
When they did it. What's okay. the excuse.
Okay.
Mm.
All so, kind of thing. So you are dependent on the factors when
yeah,
they take them
back. Yeah,
I need
information. Okay. I need information.
Anushka, you with Bob?
Yeah.
Or Timothy?
Yeah. Come for a better name. Let's see.
Jonathan?
Let's just call him.
Raul?
Let's just call
Carlos.
Him.
Putty.
Just call him Chemical X.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That sounds very explicit.
You with Charles. Alright?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Charles Sheik.
Okay, so Henata, how does... Well, I'm not going to answer this question, but I feel like...
Why not saying the same?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like
this. Oh, Adani, you know what matters as well? How I find out about the cheating.
Oh.
That really matters.
That's true.
Because imagine...
If you didn't tell... Do you want them to come and tell you?
Yes, I want them to come and tell
you.
Me
so sorry.
Because I don't know. Well, it's not that alone. I don't want everybody else to know when I'm out there looking like an ass. I then love him upon you, all kind of thing. And then look at him. Sarah just is giving one. And then I can jack up on Sarah. Then hug it upon all kind of thing. You check what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's about how you look.
It's about how you look too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's multiple things. But Anushka, your question. You asking your question?
Oh. What about things like drunk cheating?
Nah, man. That don't matter. And I think. Hey, why it don't matter?
What about, okay.
Because when you drunk, you doing, that's your true emotions at that point, eh?
Wait, oh, but that's worse.
Exactly. So that's why it's even worse than saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you just like so drunk, you just, you know,
Like you so drunk that you just fell and you
landed.
Yeah, you slip into somebody. Like, whoa!
Oh my god!
I'm here already.
I might as well.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No. Nah, it don't work that way though.
Yeah. Emotional cheaters tend to tread the tightrope. They know it's inappropriate, but if found out, they can probably explain their way out.
And
use the lack of physical intimacy in their defense.
Let me tell you how you know it's wrong. When you cannot openly tell your partner about it. That's how you know it's wrong. When you see you keeping it a secret, that's when you know it's wrong.
Drunken words are sober thoughts from a
exactly.
Reviewer.
Agreed.
Rum equals truth juice. Well.
Or Tennessee, honey.
Woo! Yeah.
I think we need this in the cooler, right?
Crime. Yeah. I don't know. It's
okay. So what are other reasons? Reasons for horn.
Other reasons for horn. Well, we said that earlier. Like somebody was doing something in the beginning, they stopped doing it, kind of thing. So lack of consistency, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that justifies it?
Well, I'm not saying it
is horn ever justified.
Yeah, is horn ever justified?
That's a good question. Do y'all feel? Y'all can tell us in the comments.
To me, horn is never justified.
Is horn ever justified?
No, it's never justified. To me, if I am happy, I telling you I am happy, let me end things and go on our separate ways. If you
okay.
can't make it work.
Okay.
Because I would not want you to come and horn me and hurt me, so I go do that to you.
Mm.
I know I can be like a little, you know, revengeful at times, but I go do it on something like that. I'll do it on something else.
Mm.
Okay. So you would take them back. Is you dependent?
I think I'm dependent as well, because I think the whole cheating thing is not only trust, it's respect.
Yes.
And I feel like it's one thing to earn back trust, but if somebody just like if how they cheated is just flat out disrespectful, that's harder to come
back
from.
Like I said, so I tell Sarah I don't like Diamond over there. And she's still going to mess around with Diamond. That means you disrespect me there because I tell you something and you listen.
But I think also, let's take it to... We're just talking about it generally, but let's take it back to a Caribbean context, right? First of all, why is there so much horn in the Caribbean, right? Is that just... Is it culture? Is it too much women?
Too much women, not enough men?
I think that's an oversimplification, but that might be a reason. I don't think that's the case because there are a lot of women that you don't want, right?
I don't know. I don't know what's
the reason. And for women, there are a lot of men they probably don't want, but like there's still men that, you know, maybe they're attracted to, maybe they're not attracted to, that they sleep with. So I don't know that the number of women to men is actually
Think about it. I can see how they'll have all... Yes, you're going to say you're talking shit that ain't making sense. But I can see why. Think about it. Let's see how fine Caribbean people are.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of y'all are asking if any horn is respectful or you know...
Not at all.
I think there are levels to that disrespect. But if you cheating on me and it's not just a private occasion, maybe you going at her home, maybe you did it once,
plans.
But like you going out with her in public, you have your thing, your spot you're going to every Wednesday, all of your friends know. Ooh. That kind of thing, the whole country knows,
everyone knows except for
because
you.
That was the other thing I was gonna ask about the Caribbean, like it is prevalent. Why is it so prevalent back home?
I don't know.
But also, like, the dynamics of horn in the Caribbean, because it's so embarrassing.
Hey, I have a question. Simon, I have a question. It's still on the topic of horn. You in a session with your woman, you go and get a drink, you come back, she whining for another man. But it's one of them slow kind of whines. Where do you stand on that? Like,
the slow kind of what?
It's a real, you know, one of them slow kind of wine, like, you know, real.
Well, if
does
she
that,
trying,
is that like, you know, you will let it slide, or is that that's possible borderline horn kind of thing there? Because you're looking to that man.
You see, the thing is, right? Our culture in the Caribbean is one of dance and expression, you know, and physicality. So I don't think that if you dance with somebody else that you're necessarily cheating. However, there are some times that you dance with somebody else to a particular song and you're really going in and you know what you're doing. You know what she doing, right?
You know what she doing.
Yeah, like the real slow kind of Egyptian, Vibes Cartel,
kind of thing. Like,
ramping shop, like real, like, you know. And you have to like hold a wall or brace yourself, like
yes,
you really have to brace.
It's getting serious. Yeah.
And you as a person, right? If you dancing with somebody else, you know when they're taking it too far. You know when in your mind, like, wow, Ari, we win.
Ooh, like at that point, like, yeah, you say like, should I ask her to go home?
Yeah,
like
the Levi's getting a little tight.
You know,
the fruit of the loom stretching, like, you know, things getting a little stiff. You know,
and in your mind, you like, I know she feeling it.
Yeah. And she giving you that look, like, thought you was leaving without, you know, like, you know. So you know, like, you know when that line is being crossed, right?
Yeah.
Like if you dance with a friend and you all dance to like a Marshall song, you know, all right, cool, yeah. But then like a cartel come on and like, you find somebody else come and look
come
for you.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly, right? That song playing there, and you in the cooler, and your girl there getting it good on her next one.
Y'all ready for the comments?
In your peripheral vision.
Why not another man? Boop in the back. Another boop back. Is whining cheating? A little wine never hurt nobody. The type of wine gives the idea.
Okay, agree.
Well, so that means we're giving a lot of ideas in our culture. Eh?
Well, you know, it's like mind over matter, you know, like while you're there whining, you're there thinking, you know, give it to me. Like, you know, like you're there real trying and you're there sending them thoughts to that person. Like,
psychic,
you know?
Like,
yeah. You're trying to Lego block on their private parts, so like just connect, like, you know, you know, a plus and not even like a 8 on the side, you know, like a 4 on a 4 directly. Yeah, and you know how hard that is to take off. Or 2 on a 2 directly. You're not taking those 2 Lego bricks like that.
Yeah.
Your genitals on somebody else, we about to have a problem. What happens in the party stays in the party.
What happens in the party stays.
Especially if it's face to face. Why my boyfriend want me to kill him? You never have another man and wine and he gets excited. I guess you never give another man a wine and he gets excited. Yeah, is that your fault?
That's deep. So if a guy give a girl a good wine, like, is it his fault that she's turned on, like, you know, vice versa as well? Like, you know, or are you just that good a dancer?
You're asking some good questions.
Wait.
But I feel like sometimes people like intend to turn you on, like they get like a kick out of that.
Yeah, it could be.
So,
and if they're doing that, then I don't think
so. A little wine, the wine itself does not hurt somebody, but what happens, what the seed that is planted from the wine.
I think rule of thumb,
intention.
Rule of thumb is,
was it premeditated?
Hey, was the wine premeditated?
No, that don't matter. I think rule of thumb, if after the wine done, the next morning you're still thinking about that wine.
It was too much.
I agree, the wine
hurt it.
Yeah, I agree. When you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, like, what?
You live in this really and you tell your partner that, my boy, give me a
grind.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. This is just part one of a 2-part series. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and turn on notifications to get alerts for when part 2 drops. Once again, thanks for listening.